Hi guys, this is Kendra Kamer with the Candidly Kendra podcast. Today is Wednesday, March 10th, 2021. And today we're going to talk about what does forever mean anyway. When Steve and I were dating, he wouldn't say, I love you. Does that sound strange? Are you surprised that I married him anyway? Well, you've got to hear the whole story. See, sometime early in our relationship, Steve explained to me that he wouldn't tell me that he loved me until he knew he wanted to marry me. You see, to him, I love you was more than a feeling, it was a promise. Steve wanted to say, I love you once to one woman, and he wanted it to mean, I will love you forever. When he proposed, he said, Kendra, I love you. Well, I mean, I stopped breathing because I knew what was coming. And then he said, will you serve God with me for the rest of our lives? So do you get why I married him now? I didn't mind waiting once I learned that I love you was a promise that Steve would keep. Today, I heard the relatively new song, Driver's License, by Olivia Rodrigo. I actually really enjoy that song. It has a beautiful tune. Have you had a chance to listen to it yet? I'm going to put a link to the YouTube video of her singing that song on Jimmy Fallon. You can listen to it there. And by the way, that's a clean version of the song. And so be aware of that if you decide to look it up on your own. But there is a line in that song that's so beautiful and haunting. She says, you said forever, now I drive alone past your street. Well, I was thinking, as I listened to that song, that there was a communication failure between the two characters in the song, to put it mildly. The boy was communicating his feelings when he said forever. But feelings come and go. The girl, on the other hand, heard it as a promise. And she was left brokenhearted, and he moved on. Well, my empathies go to this fictional young woman. By the way, I'm doing Olivia Rodrigo a favor and I'm calling the song fictional. Some people say it's a story of her own experiences, but I know the artists usually want people to recognize it. Sometimes they're not only writing about themselves. So my empathies go to this fictional young woman whose heart was broken. Many of us know the pain of thinking forever was a promise and then finding out that it was only a fleeting feeling that the other person was experiencing. Well, I really admire Steve for defining the terms for us when we were dating. I knew for certain that he wasn't ready to make a promise of forever yet, and that I would know when he was. By the way, I thought I was ready to make that forever promise immediately, almost as soon as we started dating. I learned later that I had a little bit more growing up to do, so it was really good that we were going by Steve's timeline and not mine. But I believe that's how it should be. Dating is for learning and growing, and ideally for walking away or walking down the aisle, whichever the case may be, better off for having spent time together. That is huge. I think we should always walk away from dating relationships better off for having spent time together, even if we're walking away and not walking down the aisle. You don't know if you will be together forever while you're dating. And that's how it should be. I always advise people, especially Christians who are so well-versed in the concept of commitment, that it's okay to break up while dating. That's what dating is for. But on the day that Steve told me that he loved me, I knew the game had changed. I loved him too, forever. We made that promise of forever formally to each other on February 13th, 1999, in front of God and many witnesses, and with cake. Our relationship was different after that. Most notably is that gone were the insecurities, those questions, does he love me? Does he want me? Will we make it? Gone are those insecurities because he chose me forever. And in their place was a new sense of high stakes. Will he chew his food like that forever? But on the difficult days during food chewing or coffee slurping moments, the coffee slurping is me, by the way, we fall back on our forever God. God is our ultimate example of forever love. He shows us how to love forever, even when we don't deserve it. Here's a few great verses about God's faithful forever love. 1 Chronicles 16:34, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Psalm 73:26, my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. In Psalm 23:6, surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God says forever, and he means it. It's a promise that he's going to keep. Thanks, guys. You can find the post from today's podcast on my website at candidlykendrak.com. I hope you guys are having a great week, and I'll be back again with a recipe to share with you on Friday.